Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinyo Mehta with the news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says officers must move against tide for Viksit Bharat. Union MSME Minister Jitin Ram Manji reviews developmental schemes in Longland, emphasizes district growth potential. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav urges peace and development of Nagaland. And Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo chairs state-level Disha meeting. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today said that to achieve the goal of a Viksit Bharat and take society to the pinnacle of progress, officers will often have to move forward by striving against the tide. She said this after a group of IAS officers from the 2024 batch called on her at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The president said the young officers will have the unique opportunity to work in diverse fields and head teams of experts in specialized areas. Ms. Murmu said refraining from making a decision does not constitute morality. She emphasized that taking the right decisions in alignment with public interest and established order represents the true essence of morality. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME Jitin Ram Manji, today reviewed developmental activities and the implementation of central government schemes in Longland District. During a meeting with the district officials held at Chumagedima, Mr. Manji emphasized the importance of effective implementation of MSME-related initiatives and called for collective efforts to promote welfare and economic growth of the people. He called for ensuring government programs reach the grassroots in a timely manner. He also assured continued support from the center and the ministry for the overall development of Longland District. The meeting was attended by officials from different departments who presented reports on ongoing projects, achievements and challenges. The visiting central team said the review was aimed at assessing developmental needs at the grassroots and all findings will be submitted to the Prime Minister's office and the concerned union ministries for necessary action. Addressing the meeting, MLA and DPDB Longland Chairman A. Pongshi Pom thanked the Centre for People-Centric Welfare Schemes and highlighted the impact of initiatives in agriculture, health, education, rural development and self-employment. He also appreciated the Chief Minister's Microfinance Initiative and PMEGP for supporting entrepreneurship in rural areas. The review also focused on the National Oil Palm Mission, agriculture, livelihood, and infrastructure development. Later, the Union Minister also held a review meeting with state officials of NSIC, KVIC, Choir Board, and MSME DFO under the Ministry of MSME. Union MSME Minister Jitin Ram Manji today reaffirmed the central government's commitment to the development of the Northeast. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi views the northeastern states not merely as border regions but as a vital center for India's development, culture and strategic strength. Speaking to Akashvani News Kohima after the review meeting of Longland District, the Union Minister expressed overall satisfaction with the progress of the district across sectors including connectivity and law and order situation. He highlighted concerns raised by local officials across departments, including health, over the severe shortage of personnel in the district. On the MSME front, he urged stronger support for Khadi and Village Industries Commission and the Choir Board and also noted that Pradhan Mantri Vishwakarma Yojana will be launched in the district immediately. Emphasizing that Longland has significant industrial and development potential, the Union Minister said a detailed report will be submitted to the centre recommending establishment of industries in the region.
मैं कह सकता हूं कि जो ये जिला है हमारा लॉन्गली उसमें बहुत कुछ आगे करने की जरूरत है कोई इंडस्ट्रीज के बारे में बात किया कोई बड़ा इंडस्ट्री की बात नहीं कोई कही गई कि यहां पर है लेकिन संभावनाएं है उसके बारे में भी हम लोग रिपोर्ट करेंगे कि यहां पर इंडस्ट्री एस्टेब्लिश हो.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav today emphasized upon peace, safety and development to boost Nagaland's growth. Interacting with a media delegation from Nagaland led by Press Information Bureau following their exposure visit to Bihar, he highlighted the state's vast potential, particularly its natural beauty, and underscored the media's role in promoting awareness and constructive public discourse. Sharing his observation on Bihar's developmental progress, Mr. Yadav said sustained efforts, dedicated leadership, and well-planned policies are essential for long-term and sustainable development. The governor also appreciated PIB Nagaland for organizing the exposure visit, stating that such initiative helped strengthen interstate understanding. The PIB Nagaland Media Exposure Tour to Bihar was conducted from March 16th to 21st and including visits to key locations such as Patna, Nalanda, Rajgir and Bodh Gaya, covering heritage, tourism and development sites. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo today chaired the state-level Disha meeting at Kohima. In a social media post, he said the meeting reviewed implementation of central-sponsored schemes to improve coordination, convergence, and timely delivery of welfare programs. Mr. Ryo emphasized the need for stronger coordination among departments, activation of district-level committees, and ensuring quality education across the state. The nationwide IEC campaign, Jan Bhagidari, Sabse Dur, Sabse Pehle, is underway across various districts of Nagaland. The initiative is aimed at creating awareness on government welfare schemes and ensuring delivery of services to tribal communities and particularly vulnerable tribal groups in remote areas. In PAG, the campaign was launched today, led by Deputy Commissioner Hoshetho Nguri, along with heads of various district departments. The campaign was also launched in Zinebuto yesterday, with awareness drives beginning from May 25 in a phased manner across different locations of the district. In Longlen, the program began on Monday and includes village-level awareness drives, health camps, Aadhaar enrollment, welfare scheme facilitation, and grievance redressal sessions. A three-day mandatory training program for field trainers under Census of India 2027 commenced today at Kohima, bringing together participants from Kohima, Tsimenyu, Boka and Zinhebuto districts. Addressing the inaugural session, SDO Civil Sadar Seyekrito Solo said the census exercise plays a vital role in development planning and stressed the need for accurate data collection. ADCO, Directorate of Census Operations, Matang Kithan, said the 2027 census would involve a five-level training structure to ensure uniformity. He emphasized that accurate census data is essential for policy implementation, economic planning, and nation building. Altogether, 36 field trainers from the four districts are participating in the training. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rainfall activities over the northeastern states during the week. The department said Nagaland is likely to experience heavy rainfall across isolated places from the 22nd until the 25th of this month. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says officers must move against tide for Viksit Bharat. Union MSME Minister Jitan Ram Manji reviews developmental schemes in Longlen, emphasizes district's growth potential. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav urges peace and development for Nagaland. And Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo chairs state-level Disha meeting. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.